My mother got Sonny Moss class and played a great role model in front of her girls. And just growing up with her, there's great teachings and all of the wonderful, disciplinary actions that we had upon us pays off today.
Now, did you know that she would be doing Dr. Maddie Moss plot growing up?
I had no idea that she would make such an impact on so many people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, I knew that there was a great respect for her. Because many years ago, I always just wanted to sit close to my mother, and I didn't understand why she had to just be away from me and at church all the time and out of town all the time. But until I was of age to understand and to realize, wow, this woman is powerful, and God has placed upon her something wonderful that that blesses a lot of people. So, of course, that saying that says, who much is given, much is required. And now I see that, but I didn't expect this for it to be this great. And I didn't expect this woman to be this great and admired by so many people, and even a lot of the gospel artists that are out today. If it wasn't for my mother, who planted that seed and opened up the door, of course they wouldn't be here today, where they are today. So I must say that she is greatly respected.
She definitely is. Let's talk about the Clark sisters, you being the sunshine. At that time, how did that impact your life and the lives of the Clark sisters?
Well, I think that was the beginning of, I guess, God taking us over, I would say, that threshold where our ministry was reaching, had reached all over the world. And it was such an experience for us. Of course, that particular song, my sister Twinkie wrote, and ironically, that song was just a song that was one of the last songs that was requested from the record company. We just needed an extra song, and so Twinkie figured, well, let me just put this simple song on here. And, they need extra songs. That was the least one we expected to take off as it did. So that really, really, I guess, was the beginning of the Clark sisters and of people knowing us all over.
Right, and that was basically the signature song for a while, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That, I guess, that was the door that took us to another door.
Right. You were stricken, and God had his hand on you. Tell us about that, and how has that changed your life?
Well, I am absolutely a walking miracle. Within about the last year, maybe about 6 months, I had went in for a hernia surgery, and actually it was a repair, and the repair came apart, a long story short, which caused a blood clot in my lungs traveling towards my heart, and I was like on the verge of having a heart attack, of where my body had taken a toll on such a dramatic experience. And the doctors had decided to put me on the respirator, and after they put me on the respirator, I went into a coma. And then after the coma, I had pneumonia, then I had an infection in my blood, and it was just a number of things. I didn't go down the list of where my health was just going down, and the enemy was really trying to kill me. And by that time, thank God for my praying husband, Pastor J.D. Shields, who made the decision to send the word out for all of the people all over who know the words of prayer to pray for my wife. And he got on his knees in the chapel of the hospital and said, God, we need you to intervene right here. And by that time, when the doctors had told him that I had a 2% chance to live, that was when he went into the chapel and hospital to pray. And after that was when God came in, and the next couple of days I had responded. I was actually in my coma for 2 weeks. Wow. And then the 3 days after all of that had transpired, God delivered me, and they got a response from me. And I'm waking up and gaining conscience, and then realizing, well, just to show you that I was so out of it, is that I woke up and asked my husband, why am I in intensive care, and I've only been here 3 days? He said, no, you've been here a month. You know, and then he began to tell me how God worked for me, where, how close I was at death's door, and just, everything just fell in line. God set it up for this to be my part of my testimony even the timing was right. I was just signed with the record company, and then after I signed with the record company, this happens to me, and then here, I guess the setup came about something good, that a miracle worked, God worked in my life.